Joining us now on the line, we have British Palestinian academic and political activist Dr. Azam Tamimi, and we're talking about the latest on how the Taliban are being viewed, perceived, and treated subsequent to them taking control in Afghanistan. Dr. Tamimi, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Would it be correct to say that the media are seemingly turning on the Taliban, not giving them a proper chance to establish themselves as the leaders of Afghanistan?
Well, that's very clear. That's what we see, unfortunately. And even broadcasters and journalists who are usually known to side by human rights and by people's right to be liberated from foreign occupation seem not to sympathize at all with the Taliban. And the only reason for this is because everything about them looks Islamic. And I think this is the problem that we have. Anything that is to do with Islam seems to provoke within Western media and people who to some extent follow the same sort of thinking to provoke hatred, to provoke at least some sort of disliking. And since the Taliban liberated Afghanistan, all we hear about is women rights and minority rights, as if liberating Afghanistan from foreign occupation means really very little to them.
How do you respond to Afghan journalists who are based within the country, who come out and raise issues about the Taliban, saying they don't enjoy popular support, that the seizing of power was bloody, that they're still being repressive, and their argument is, we on the ground, we live in this country, we know better?
Well, the claim that they don't enjoy popular support cannot be substantiated in any way, because there are no elections at the moment. The Taliban did not come through election, that is true, but they came through a liberation effort, and that itself is a source of legitimacy until the country stabilizes and elections are held. And now it's been 20 years since the Americans came to Afghanistan and occupied it, and throughout those 20 years a class of people were empowered, or the Americans tried to empower them, people who the Americans wanted them to see eye to eye with them, who were more loyal to the Americans than to the Afghan people. These people have interests, and they fear that all the gains they made over the past 20 years are likely to be lost. That's why many of them prefer to leave Afghanistan rather than stay in their country and help rebuild it. And those who have remained seem to adopt the same position as the Americans and their allies.
How do you analyze the reaction to the Taliban coming back to power in Muslim countries, in the Middle East countries?
Well, it varies. In some countries where governments are hostile to the Taliban, the official media is also hostile, especially in countries where there is no freedom of speech. Most of the Arab countries, there is no freedom of speech. Ordinary people have no means of expressing themselves except probably through the social media nowadays, the alternative platforms. But not through official platforms. They have no voice there whatsoever. So it's really, there is no proper measure by which we can assess what the majority of the people are saying in Egypt or in Jordan or in Saudi Arabia or elsewhere in the region.
Do you think, though, that the sentiment globally will change? The longer that the Taliban are in power, people will start to realize that there's a lot of propaganda that they need to navigate around when it comes to understanding dynamics in Afghanistan.
I hope that this will happen, and it is already showing signs of happening in certain quarters. But of course, as British journalist Jonathan Cook said in his recent article in Middle East Eye, the Americans are unlikely to leave Afghanistan alone. They are more likely to wage a covert war using some of their lackeys, some of their agents inside Afghanistan, using some of the neighboring countries that are loyal to them, and also using new tools of warfare like the drones. And it's very likely that the recent bombings we saw in Jalalabad and other places have something to do with this. Jonathan Cook quotes senior officials in the U.S. administration, including in the CIA, as saying that they would never allow the Taliban to stabilize the country. So this is a big challenge.
Indeed. Azam Tamimi, shukran for your time. Always appreciated.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum.